Luki told the kid, Suk lip sekechel. Let me hear a postik you have to say.
Omaleh, he said, the postik says, V'yat shodud, ma'atasi, ki sulbishi shoni, ki sadi yadi zov, ki sikri bapuch enayich, lashov tisyafui. Those again the same thing, that if you do ra, you can do tshuva, come back and clean yourself, don't be a fool. Nochemol alo beik nishta chriti, went to another basic anesis. Adiyala l'treisa beik nishta, he went to 13 different shuls. Kula posku leiki agavna. All the kids there say this, said over the psuk in the same way. So you have to say, Acha, you should know, do tshuva, Hashem will be mekabel you. Don't remain to be a rasha. Lebasu, when he came to the last shul, Omalei, posuk lipsakecha. Didn't give up yet. He told the last kid, let me hear your posuk you have to say. Omalei, he said the posuk like this, and tell him, Ola rasha, omalekim, malacha lesape chokai. Like to a rasha, what do I have to say my Torah for? Like, what is a rasha learning my Torah for? Is a huyanuka having a gamgein belishne? This kid didn't speak too clearly, but is making a little mistake the way he pronounced the words, ishtama, kamadiyoma uli alisha, omar lakim. As if to say Hashem is talking to Elisha ben Avuhu, he's talking to him, Amish, he's talking to Achat, saying that, mali lechol asapahukai, what are you learning my Torah for? So that's what the kid was telling Elisha, that Hashem was telling you, what are you doing, what are you learning Torah for still? You're a Rasha. Is Ikad the army, some said the was like this, Sakina Hevi Badei, Elisha ben Avuhu, this Achor had a knife with him. The Kari cut up this kid, the Shadril Atresa Bekanishta, and he sent pieces of him to the 13 different shuls. Ikad the army, some say, just Omar, Achor said, if I would have a knife on hand, have a Quran alay, I would rip him up. That was the Maestro with Acha. Yeah. Now the army again says, Omer, Yavoy Biyodi Sakino, if I have a knife in my hand, have a Quran alay, I would rip them up. Not that he really killed the kid, he just said he would have done it though. Mor says, Kinach Nav Shedi Acher. When Acher died, Amri, so in Shemayim they said like this, Loi Meidin Ladaina, we can't give him judgment right now. Well, soon see why not? For Loi Liyama Diyasi Laisi, he's also not Zecha to go into Elam Abu. Why not? Loi Meidin Ladaina, we can't like give him judgment, to give him punishment, he's came in Apikuris, like to give him Gehenim, Mishun Diyasi Piraisa, because our whole point was on this world, he was a big time Chochim at first, he learned a lot of Torah, therefore we can't just put him into Gehenim. But we can't let him go into Gan Eden either, Mishum the Chota, because at the end he did Chatoim, Chemin Apikuris at the end. So what should we do with him? Is Omer Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was there as Talmud Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir said like this, Mutiv de Ledaine Velaisi Liyam the Yossi. It's Kedai that Acham, our Rebbe, should go into Gehenim and burn there and let all your Chatoim go away. That loss at the end will be, you'll be Zecha to go into Gan Eden. It's Kedai to go through the worst of Gehenim in order to be zecha to go into Gan Eden. That's what's more Kedai. Some people say, so what if I don't do so much mitzvahs? As long as I don't go to Gehenim. I'd rather not go to Gan Eden as long as I don't go to Gehenim. Here's it, not like that. It's Kedai to go to Gehenim in order to be able to be zecha to get to Gan Eden. So now that everybody's alive now, you have to do as much mitzvah as possible, not just to be happy that you're not going to go to Gehenim, but rather you should want to go to Gan Eden. It's worth it to go through the Gehenim to get to the Gan Eden. That's what Rameya held. Is Mosai Omos V'yel Osher Mekivrei. So Rameya said he's waiting until he's going to die, Rameya himself. And when he's going to go into Shemayim, he's going to talk to Hashem, he's going to make sure that they'll put Ochor into Gehenim, let him start burning, that amidst Hashem will be able to be zecha to go into Gan Eden. So that's the lashon of Allah Osher Mekivrei. I'll see for sure that there'll be smoke coming up from his kever. His kinoch nashid remeh, that's what happened. When Remeh was niftar, sole kutra mekivrei diachar. From then on it came out there was smoke coming out from the kever, the basic for the where he was buried, where Acha was buried. As if to say that Rameya saw that he should go into Gehenim, he was like a burning in Gehenim, how manasta the Shibazakh to get to Elam Habo. Omer Rabbi Yechanan said, Gevurta lemikle rabbi, is it nice that a Talmud should make his Rebbe burn? like Reb Meir was his Talmud. So Reb Meir went up to Shemayim, he made now that his Rebbe was burning. Is Chadheve v'ninon v'loy mitzina l'atzluye. Like he was between us and he couldn't daven for him. He couldn't help him. In akite biyad man mirmalei. Once happened by us, we had a Talmud that did bad things. And we couldn't bring him up to Olam Haba. Means Rav Yechim was a bigger madrig, and he said, when I go upstairs, I'm going to drag him with me to Olam Haba. I'm going to take him out of Gehenim and I'll drag him into Olam Haba. That was Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, so he said like this, Omar, Mosai, almost when will I die? V'ech v'oshim mikivroi, and I'll stop the smoke from Acher, and I'll schlep him up with me into Gehen, into Gan Eden. His kinach nashed Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan was niftar, posa kutra mikivroi the Acher. That's what happened. He was like, he was able to schlep, he grabbed hold of his hand and just grabbed him out of Gehenna and the fire stopped. Postach Olay Husaf Dona, at that time the Safdan, the person who said that spayed him, said, Afilo Shemra Pesach Lo Yomad Lefonecha. That even the Shemra Pesach, what she said, Shagehenim, Lo Yomad Lefonecha Rabbeinu Lefonecha Lo Yitzi Yachem Isham. When Rabbi Yochanan was Niftar, the Saft and the Hesped, they said that Rabbi Yochanan was so great that even the watchman by Gehenim was afraid of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan just broke the door of Gehenim and pulled out the Acher, and the Shema couldn't stop him. That's how great Rabbi Yochanan was. So Maisa says, Rabbeinu, I'm Lefanecha, yeah. I'm Lefanecha, Rabbeinu. Bitoi shel Acher asyu l'kaim of the Rebbe. So Acher had a daughter left over, and the daughter came in front of Rebbe. Omrole Rebbe Panasani. She said to Rebbe, feed me. She was a niya, she didn't have money. She told Rebbe, feed me. Omalo bas miyat. Let me hear, whose daughter are you? Who's your father? Omrole bita shel Acher. I'm the daughter of Acher. So Rebbe didn't believe her. Any, I don't believe you. Omalo adayin yesh mizera boilam. Is it true that Acher can still have a child in this world? The pasuk says about a rosha loynin loyv lonechna b'amoy v'yein shor b'magurov, that there's no children, no grandchildren. A rosha doesn't leave over anybody. So he was astonished that there was still someone left over from Acher. Omruloy zochel tarosoy v'yatiska meisav. She said, "Remember my father's Torah and don't remember the bad that he did." Miyad yorda ish v'sichchasa savsola sharebi. Right away a fire came down from Shemayim and sichchasa, like scorched the savsol, the chair of Rebbe. Is boch, Rebbe started to cry v'yomar. V'yomar Rebbe, omal lemiska noyim bo kach lemishtabchim bo lachas kama v'kama. Madach, like such a schus apotacher, because he learned Torah even though he was misganoi, he did bad things. Savad v'vada for tzaddikim that remain tzaddikim the whole time, how much schus they will have. Yeah. Rabbi Meir, Fredrik Mora Kashi, Rabbi Mora is your Kashi. Rabbi Meir, Heichi Goma Torah Mipumed Yachar. At the Maisel we had before, even after Acher became an Apikurus, still Rabbi Meir was going after him, even on Shabbos, and Mada Maisel, where Acher was riding the horse on Shabbos, and Rav Meir was walking after him, listening to the Torah. He had to say, how are you allowed to learn the Torah from such a Rebbe? The Yom Rav Baba Chon Om Rav Yochanan. What does the Pasuk say? Ki Yisif say, Koyin Yishmu Das for Torah mi Yavakshu mi Piyu. What does that mean? The Pasuk again, Ki Malach Hashem Tzavokaisu. What does that mean? Im Doima Harav L'Malach Hashem Tzavokais. If the Rebbe, in the eyes of a Talmud, is like a Malach, there is the Talmud looks up to the Rebbe, like his mamash a tzaddik, he's a malach Hashem tzavokos, he is such a Rebbe, yavak shuter mipiyu, such a Rebbe supposed to learn Torah from. V'yim lav, if he's not a tzaddik, your Rebbe, al yavak shuter mipiyu, you're not supposed to learn Torah from him. So if your Rebbe is a Russian, Apikuris, you're not allowed to learn Torah from him. So it's a question, Rebbe Meir, how come he kept on learning Torah from Acher? Omalei Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish said like this, Rebbe Meir, kurashkach v'dorish, Rav Meir dashed in another posik. He had another posik that says like this: hat aznecho ushma divrei chachamim velibcho toshes ledaiti, that listen to what the divrei chacham has to say, but your heart, listen to me. What does ledaiti mean? Ledaitom lo nema, don't listen to their das. El ledaiti.
Mashm, even though the Rebbe is not because, and you have to be careful what you hear from him, only listen to my daiti, Hashem's das, and not his das. But still, if he's saying divrei Torah, then listen to him. In other words, if he says something, you have to be a chacham and understand it. If it sounds good, you can take it, accept it. If it doesn't sound good, don't accept it. So he has this posit that he was allowed to learn from such a Rebbe.
Rav Chanina Amar Mihocher. Chanina said, Rav Meir had another posit. It says, Shimi Bas Uri, V'hoti V'hati Osnecho, V'shach V'shachchi Im Imcho, U'beis Avicho.
Again, Bais is the same thing, that you'll have to listen, even though they forgot my mother and the father, they went away. Even though, like, he's a Russian now, still you'll have to listen to him.
For the Gemara of Saul, Koshi Kurad, the Kurds of Stephen the Psukim. Here it says, Kisis, like, Yishmu Das, you can learn Torah from a Tzaddik, from a Malach Hashem Tzavokos. And here it's Mashim, you can learn Torah from a Russia. So where it says, like, Kasha, it's no Kasha. For the God, love a Kotin. One's talking about a Godel, one's talking about a Kotin.
Trashi Godol Hayudayali Zoyash Lo Yumad Maisav Yochalu Maturmi Piv. If you're a Godol already, so you have enough das to understand what's good and what's wrong, you're allowed to hear from a Talmid Chacham, even though he does weird things. Mashenk and a young kid, a Kotin, should not learn from such a Rebbe. A Kotin does not a difference between good and bad. If we learn from such a Rebbe, we'll only hear the bad and keep the bad.
Kiyosi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omri said this, Amri b'marov, the same Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Meir ochal tichlo v'shad yeshichlo, loshna, he ate the date and threw away the pit. That's the pshat. He listened to his Rebbe, the good stuff he kept, and the bad stuff he threw away, any bit of apikursus he didn't listen to. Trashi tichlo priachitzoin anechol, but tomorrow he ate the outside date. Shichlo garinan and his rekas. But the pit inside he threw away. That he did not listen to. Shichlo lebroi, threw it outside. Dorash rov rov adashin. My chesed, what does the pasuk say? El ginas ega jirarati. Lirois biafei hanachal. I went down to the garden of nuts. And I saw there the young ones. Loma nimshlo tal mechochem liegois. Why is it tal mechochem daima to a nut? Loimaloch. Ma egois ziafo pishem luchlach petit. Even though a nut is dirty. Uvetzoyd hashmutz on it. Ein masha b'toyche nimas. What's inside the nut, since it's a shell around it protecting it, the inside doesn't become ias. Here's af tamachochem, the same thing by tamachochem. Af al pish esorach, even though he did chatoyim at tamachochem, he did something bad, ein toyrosa nemesis. His Torah is not mias, you can still learn his Torah. Mach malariah to Rabbi Meir. Ashkuche rabba ba'shele l'eliyo. So Rabbi ba'shele found Eliyo. Omalei, my kovin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing right now? Omalei, koma shmaito mipume de kula rabbonin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying over the lochis from all the different rabbonin. But umipume de Rabbi Meir lo koma. But from Rabbi Meir's mouth, Rabbi Meir says, Hashem is not saying over from. Omalei, so yes, Rabbi Ba'ashel, yes, Galio. Omalei, amai, how come? Why isn't Hashem saying over anything from Reb Meir? Mishum the kogoma shmaitusam ipum the acher. Because kafort Reb Meir learned Torah from acher. Mash mishunta if he did something wrong. Or else it's not pure clean Torah. Such Torah Hashem will not say over. Omalei amai. It says what's wrong with it? Amai Rabbi Meir remind motza toicha yochel klipose zarak. That what Reb Meir did was the good, the inside of the pomegranate he ate, but the outside klipa threw away. Like he didn't hear, he didn't take any after curses.
So Amalei Eliyahu Hanavi said, like, now since you are Mispali, you said something good about Meir, now Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Hashta Koma, Meir bin Yoimit, Meir my son is saying something. That Bzman Shodim Mitztayish Chinam Aloshin Oimeris, that when a person has problems at Soros, what does Hashem say? Hashem says, Koloni Miroshi, Koloni Mizroye. My head hurts me, my hands hurt me. In kacha kodesh baruch hu mitztayr adam mishal rishoyim kal v'choymer adam mishal tzadikim shenishpach. If Hashem feels bad about the rishoyim, halachas kama he's going to feel bad about the tzadikim.
Hashem also feels bad about it. Shashua Kaloni Miroshi, Rebbe Meir Omer Masechta Sanhedrin, Medrash Kolos Lokim Tolu Kalilu. Ashkechei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel found Rabbi Yehuda, the Tolu Beir with the Dosha, the Kabochi, he was sitting by the threshold of the door, and he was crying. Omalei Shinana, my Kabochi is like my child, how come you're crying? Omalei, Mizutra my Dechsiv is so small, the Pasuk says, Bubi Rabbonin, says about Rabbonin. Aye Sefer, Aye Shokel, Aye, that means where are the big Talmid Chachamim? Aye Sefer means, as a Megadlim. Aye Sefer, Shiyul Seferim, Kol Oysa Shabbat Torah. They're able to count all the Seferim of the Torah. Aye Shokel, Shoyu Shoklin, Kalam Echamur Shabbat Torah. They knew all the Kalvachamas in the Torah. Aye Sefer, as a Megadlim, Shoyu Shoinin, Gimel, Meyat Halachos. The Migdal Aparech Biaver, that there's so much Torah to be known, they're able to dash in 300 halachas about this one halacha, about a Migdal, a tower, Aparech Biaver, that's flying in the air, if it's Mekabel Tumor or not. V'yomer Rabbi Yami, Tolos Meya Boyi, 300 questions. Boyi Doeg V'achitoifel V'migdal Aparech Biaver. Doeg asked Achitoifel 300 questions about this halacha, about a Migdal that's flying in the air. Utanan, we learned. Gimel Malochim v'yabor hadyotis. There are three kings and four hadyotis. That ain lem chelik l'olam abo. They don't have any chelik l'olam abo. Is anan matei alon. You start to cry, what's going to be about us? Matter if these people don't have a chelik l'olam abo, what's going to be with us? Who says we're going to have a chelik l'olam abo? Omalei said back to him, Shinano. Tino hoysa b'libe mishino no. These people that don't have a chelik l'olam abo, something's wrong with them. Tinois of Liba means, Rashi, Rishoyim Hoyim Yimehim. When they were still young yet, they had Rishis in them. It wasn't the Pshat, they were first Tzadikim, and then things did happen to them. From the beginning of birth already, when they're young already, they had something inside them, they had Apikursis, they had Rishis inside them. Ach or Mai, what was the Maisa with Ach when he was a young kid yet? What was wrong with him when he was young? Mora says, Zema Yevoni Leposim Mipume. He was singing Greek songs. He was whistling all day. He was learning in the yeshiva, but he was singing rock and roll all day. Rashi, Zema Yevoni Leposim Mibesoi. Vailo Laniach Bishvil Churban Abayis. He shouldn't have listened to it because of Churban Abayis. Tersiya Bishilo Ishto Yain. He was listening to Greek music, and it was a tain upon him. He shouldn't have done it. Vaita Omro Olav Al Acher. They said about Acher, Bishar Shoyoimid Mibesa Medrash. When he used to get up, when he was a Talmid Chacham learning the Beis HaMedrash, when he used to get up, Harbe Sifri Minim Noishri Mechekoi, a lot of Sifri Minim, books of Apikursis, was falling out of his Chek. In other words, even when he was learning in Yeshiva, he was a little phony there. He also wasn't a complete Tzaddik. He was reading Sifri Minas there also in the Yeshiva, so that's what came out of him at the end. It's not big kasher why he became an Apikursis at the end. Rashi noishim mechekoi koydim shivkar atzmoi the tabas ruah al matino heves beliboy. Mashu from before also we had this type of znus and ra rishis inside him, of minus inside him. Shoyel nimus hagardias Rabbi Meir kol amar denochas liyora. All the wool that goes down to the yora to the pot, solot has all come out. Does everything come out so clean? Rashi called semash nitli yora shall samonim when you want to dye a wool. Does it all come out or died nicely? Klaimer, kol aleim de lufnei chachomim, oilu lehen, teros and lagan aleim in achet. Like, if you learn Torah, doesn't Torah help you to protect you from doing an avera? Om alei, kol man de avinoki agav imoi solek. Whoever was clean from their mother, it helps, they come out clean. Avakod le avinoki agav imoi solek. Whoever was born dirty, remains dirty. A person's Yirei Chet before he's learning Torah, then the Torah will stay with him. But if he doesn't have Yirei Chet, he could be the biggest Talmid Chacham, but the Torah won't stay with him. Right, the beginning was these four that went up to the paradise was Rebbe Kiva, Olav B'Sholem, V'Yor B'Sholem. Rebbe Kiva was the only one of the four that went up to Shemayim B'Sholem and came down again normal B'Sholem. For Yolav Akosavoyim on him, the Pasuk says, Mishkinei Achrecha Narutza. V'yafri Rebbe Kiva, Bikshom Alchi Ashoros Lodoichvoy. Even when Rebbe Kiva was in Shemayim, the Malachim wanted to throw him away. Omolem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachim, Hanichol Zaken Zeh, leave this Zaken alone. Sherol Ishtamish Bechvoydai.
He's right to mishtamash bechroidai. He deserves to be left alone in Shemayim. Don't shepherd, don't bother with Rabbi Kiva. For instance, Rabbi Kiva was a noki metchila. Even though the maestro of Rabbi Kiva was first, he wasn't a Talmud Chacham, but at 40 years old, when he sat down to learn Torah, he learned Torah lishma, and he wiped out all the ra that he had on him, and his Torah was lishma. So therefore, he remained a tzaddik. He was elul b'sholem and was yarad b'sholem. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Tezai number Aleph. Can the last Gemara just was that the Gemara says Vafri Rabbi Kiva, where Rabbi Kiva, he was the only one that went up to Shemayim, he went up B'Sholem and came down B'Sholem. The last Gemara was even Rabbi Kiva, Bikshu Malchi Asharos Ladoivchai, the Malachim wanted to push him away, Omla Makarish Baruch, who Anichal Zokin there, leave Rabbi Kiva alone. Shirol Ishtamish Bechwedi, he's Roy to be Mishtamish with my covered, like to be in Shemayim and not to be hurt. Yeah, nothing more than that.